what should be our mood when we take Braj Rash from here. You should know that you are carrying the most precious thing in the whole creation of Krishna with you. This Braj Rash is not available even to demigods. Even to great rishis and munis, this is not available. It is said that one can do tapasya, dhyan, sadhana for millions of lifetimes. Even then, one cannot be qualified to see one ray coming out of millions of rays which are coming out of 20 nails of Krishna's body. Which 20 nails? 10 of the feet and 10 of hands. These nails emit unlimited rays of light. You can't even see one ray of light coming out of the 20 nails, even after doing so much of tapasya. What to speak of Vrindavan Dham? What to speak of anything else? But this dust is a reservoir of all the secrets of devotion. All the secrets of most secrets of all devotion to Krishna, innermost realization is stored and hidden within this dust particles of Vrindavan. And whoever is seen with those dust particles, Krishna blesses that devotee. But attain this dust is not easy. Only after millions of lifetimes of punya karma and good activities, Krishna may choose to bless us with touch of this Braj Raj. So this is a worshipable item. In my house, if you go, there is a mound of this dust on the altar. If you worship, Radha Kund mound is there and Barsana mound is there. Dried up ball. On the asan we have kept and we every day offer worship and flowers. This is topmost of all. This dust, I'll tell you the glory of this dust. Sri Krishna, his dust is sought by each and every person. All Rishi, Muni, demigod, everybody is seeking the dust of Krishna. But Krishna is seeking this dust because Radharani walks on this dust. So that's why Krishna is ruling in this dust regularly. He is a seeker of this dust which you are touching now. Because he thinks that my dear Radharani, she puts her feet on this dust. So for him, this dust is worshipable. And this dust is, we are not visible now for us because our eyes are contaminated. This dust contains unlimited footprints of Krishna, Balram and Radharani all over the Braj. Krishna, Balram, Radharani's footprints are there all over. They are very shining, golden, effulgent footprints, looking at which Akrura rolled in the dust after entering Vrindavan. This is very powerful. Only with you have to have faith. If you don't have faith, you feel bacteria, spores, everything is there, then nothing is going to work on us. If you have faith, then mere touch with devotion can give you love of Godhead. Once that you are touching now casually, that is enough for you to give. Receive love of Godhead. Said something?
It is said like real Vrindavan already. Real Vrindavan is no more Vrindavan.
There is two kinds of.
Already left this
planet. No. No, there are two kinds of Vrindavan. One is Prakat Vrindavan, one is Aprakat Vrindavan. Prakat means manifest, Aprakat means unmanifest. What you see today, you may see gutter, drainage, you may see donkey, you may see pigs and drainage water everywhere, sewage. That is something called external. Lack of management, no bijli, no roads, all those things, corruption, all those things will be external. When our heart gets pure and we receive the mercy of a pure devotee, then the curtain of Maya from this Vrindavan is removed and you get the vision of real Vrindavan. And the real Vrindavan is filled with jewels, money, kanchan, diamonds, emerald, rubies, everywhere. Every single thing is decorated with that. Shining, dazzling. Its lights cannot be compared with millions of moons also. So much of effulgence is there. That is Divya Vrindavan. And Divya Vrindavan is always there. This place, when Varahadev got the earth over here, earth was asking, where are you going to put me? So Varahadev said, I am going to put you in a place where there are lots of trees. Earth was puzzled, but said, trees are coming from me. I am the base for trees. I don't know which other place you're talking about where I'll be placed upon. So that place is called Vrindavan, where you will be placed upon, which will not be destroyed with annihilation, pralaya. It will be always there. So the earth was placed on Sri Vrindavan Dham. That's the glory of this place. So this Vrindavan Dham is eternally transferred here by Krishna. And it is always here. Only thing, we will appreciate it only when we become pure at heart. Then we will see the beauty of Vrindavan. And that is only by the mercy of pure devotees we can see. It is said that one time King Akbar came because he has his disciple called Tansen. You know Tansen? The great musician, singer who made rains fall by singing Megh Malhar. That is Tansen. And he was one of the nine jewels of Akbar's ministry, Navaratna. And Tansen was disciple of Swami Haridas. Swami Haridas was incarnation of Lalita Devi. And he was worshipping the Lord in the Nidhivan. And in front of him appeared Banke Bihariji. And he would stay in the hut where one had to crawl inside. You cannot go inside. So only this much space is there. You have to crawl inside and there's space inside. You can sit and worship. So he would sit in that hut. So one time Tansen came to Vrindavan to meet his guru. And Akbar was always insisting that I should come to see your guru once. Because he would always hear glories of his guru from Tansen. So this time Tansen was accompanied by Akbar. Tansen brought him to Nidhivan. And he was like having a little embarrassment to tell the king, you have to crawl now to see my guru. So he first went inside and told my king has come. He got a little upset. He said, why you brought your king over here? I don't want to see the king. Why should I see the king? The people who have wealth, women and power, I don't want to see their face. So tell him I'm not interested in meeting you. So now it's a great embarrassment. Now how will you tell the king that my guru is not interested in seeing you? How will you tell that? But still he was like morose. He said, sorry king, this is how the situation is. But the king said, no, I will do anything to see your Guru Maharaj. So he crawled in the hut. And the guru said that, please go away, I don't want to see your face. But he said, no, I want to serve you, I want to really serve you. So then all of them crawled out of the cave. And he was saying that I am a king and I need to serve you. I want to serve you. I have a lot of wealth with me. Can I serve you? He said, no, I don't need any service from you. But the king was insisting, I want to serve you because I have a lot of wealth. So they all crawled out and Swamiji took him at the bank of Yamuna. And the big ghat was there. Step down, climbing and bathing. And one corner of that one step of one that ghat or Keshi ghat was broken. So he told ki, please repair that broken piece of the step. So Akbar said, I am Chakravarti Samrat. I have got so much wealth. You can tell me to make 10 ghats like that. I can make 10 ghats like this. What to speak of repairing one small corner of one step? He said, really? So he put his hand on his head. As soon as he put it on his head, Divya Vrindavan appeared in front of his eyes. Everything was filled with jewels and shining and dazzling, full of opulence. And in that, he saw that steps filled with jewels, broken in one corner. And he fell at the feet of Swamiji and said, I cannot repair this. All my wealth, I can't claim to repair this broken corner of one step of Keshi Ghat. That is Divya Vrindavan. When Krishna walks now in Vaikuntha, you know this? There is so much opulence in Vaikuntha. Krishna desires to go from here to the hospice, for example. So everybody is offering millions of petals on the path that is going to traverse. He should not get hurt. He says, no, I want to walk. So then they come up with some shoes which are studded with jewels. And they are like more soft than the rose petals also. When chariot comes, you see, he rejects the chariot also. And then they give him these shoes, which are like so soft and so much bedecked with jewels. And then Krishna walks. So actually speaking, his feet never touches the ground. Already it is covered with petals, already some shoes are coming, already. And that Krishna is walking on this fair land here. In Vaikuntha, nobody can imagine him walking on the foot ground. And he is all time walking on the ground only. So no bhumi in the whole creation is as blessed as Vrindavan. In his own creation, no land is as glorious as Vrindavan. And no land in the whole creation, first of all, Krishna has walked upon barefoot, this is the land. And no land in the whole creation, Krishna has licked with his own tongue. How? Because Krishna became calves. When Brahma stole his calves, Krishna became cows. And he licked each and every sand particle of Vrindavan in the guise of eating the grass. And he sucked each and every cow's breast, the udders. In the form of coward boy, he sucked everybody, every gopi's breast to drink milk. And plus he also ate this dirt as Krishna, not as coward boys. So this land is so blessed. So Krishna loves it so much. So he ate the dirt. He licked each and every... He ate the dirt only in Brahmandakat, only one place. But as the cows of Krishna, he ate the grass of all the Braj. For one full year he was eating. Along with the dirt also he was eating. And licking the whole land of Vrindavan. Vrindavan Dham ki. So now you know what mood you should have when you carry this Hare Krishna. You can postpone your train forever. It's all up to you. Shri Vrindavan Dham ki. Jai Ho.